Here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Mounts presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Well, hello, a beautiful Sunday morning to you. Happy Easter morning. This is Easter Sunday morning, and we're together worshiping the Lord, and the only way to worship Him is in spirit and in truth. So I thank you for tuning my way this morning. I hope that you're doing well. I hope you've gone out to sunrise service. Many churches have had sunrise service. We don't have those anymore, but I know that a lot of churches do. But anyhow, I'm so glad you've tuned my way this morning. I thank you, and I pray that you receive a very special blessing from entering into our broadcast. Well, let's get started with this song right here. It is no secret what God can do.
The chimes of time ring out the news. Another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. And was that someone you? You may have longed for added strength, your courage to renew. Do not be disheartened, for I have news for you. It is no secret. Take him at his promise.
What God can do. He rose victorious over hell, death, and the grave. And he said, because I live, ye shall live also. I think the greatest words were said was, he's not here, he is risen. He has risen indeed, and thank God he lives today. And because he lives, we can live also. Well, I got to do this song for a friend of mine, and it's been requested, so let's get right into it. This is just what heaven.
A country where no twilight shadows deepen, an ending day where night will never be. what heaven means to me. What will it be when we get over yonder and join the throne around the crystal sea?
Does a great job on that song. You want to continue to pray for Martha. She's not doing any good, and they've had them quarantined in over there for the last 3 weeks, and I haven't even been able to get over to see about her. But anyhow, I hope that you're praying for her, and I'm glad you like her music. I wish we had more of her music that we could play, but we don't, and we do play what we have. And if you'd like to get one of the CDs, all you can do is call me or write me somehow or another, and I'll be more than get you one out your way. Okay, let's go right back now, listen to this song, and hope you enjoy this one.
Just this side of heaven, he said he'd wipe every tear from her eyes. Tears will stop. Just the side of heaven, and there'll be no more sorrow inside. Broken lives, broken hearts, filled with sorrow and pain. Tears of grief that a smile cannot hide. Don't despair, Jesus cares. A better life to come when we cross over Jordan's tide. Tears will stop just this side of heaven. He said he'd wipe every tear from her eyes. Tears will stop just this side of heaven. Sorrow inside. Peace and joy will be there. God has promised in His Word. In His presence we will ever abide. was past, home at last, all of life is made new. In the moment, in the twinkling of the eye, tears will stop just this side of heaven. He said he'd wipe every tear from her eyes. Tears will stop just this side of heaven, and there'll be no more sorrow inside.
Yes, and the Bible said he wiped away all tears. There'll be no tears in heaven, and there'll be no dying, there'll be no death, there'll be no reason for light, because he is the light of the world. I'm so glad for that this morning. I'm glad that I'm able to represent Jesus Christ and tell you that he, if he be for you, there's no power that will ever stand against you. Well, I want to do one more song here, and I want to send out to all the friends that have written to me this week, and sit down and help me with the broadcast. Help to keep it coming in your homes. And as long as people pay and pray, we'll just keep right on going. So let's go right now and listen to this song. I like this song right here. I think of my good friend Garland Groves. He's gone home to be with the Lord now. And every time I play it and sing it, I think about him. It said, "Lead me to the altar."
I hear Jesus, my Savior, calling me. His tender voice I hear, I feel his presence near. Lead me to the altar, lead me. I was sitting in a little country church one Sunday night, listening to an old-time preacher. He was telling of God's saving grace, of his power, and of all of his might. Well, seated next to me was a dear old gentleman. His face was wrinkled, his hands were calloused, and his hair had already turned gray. As the preacher told of the home beyond the sky, the old gentleman bowed down his head. Tears came to his eyes. And when the invitation was given for those who had gone astray, he freely took me by the hand. And this I heard him softly say, "Well, I am old, blind, and feeble. I cannot find my way. I need a hand to guide me. Please help me lest I stray. I've lived my life in vain. My heart with sin is stained. Lead me to the altar, lead me. Lead me to the altar, lead me to the altar. I hear Jesus, my Savior, calling me. His tender voice I hear. Lead me to the altar, lead me."
Yes, sir, lead me to the altar. There's nothing like an altar prayer where we found God. And I go back to the altar very many times. I have an altar here in my home, and I never forget to pray. I pray for you. I hope that you're still praying for me, lifting my hands up. I need your prayers. It's not easy when your wife is down like she is. But I'm hoping that you're not thinking I'm looking for pity. I just need your prayers. And I want you to stand with me. And together we stand, but divided we'll fall. So let's go right now and listen to this sermon, and I'll be right back to close the broadcast.
Chapter 24, verse 25. "And as he reasoned of righteousness, on a temperance and of judgment to come, Felix trembles and answers, 'Go thy way for this time, and when I have a more convenient season, I will call for thee.'" We want to guide your thought of attention this morning to the three areas in which Paul directed the message to Felix. First of all, it was righteousness, then temperance, and then judgment to come. You see, Felix talked about the concerning of the faith of Christ. There had to be a longing, there had to be a desire to even hear about the story. You see, the story of Christ has always intrigued the hearts of men. A man said to me just the other day, he said, "Well, preacher, what if it isn't so?" I said, "Well, sir, what if it is so?" You see, because God is the person that challenges the mind. God is the person that says in Isaiah, "Come, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow." Man cannot understand his lost condition. Man cannot understand why he has to repent. It's very obvious because we sometimes think that there's nothing to repent about. You see, we come into this world not knowing all of the tragedies and all of the situations that we will face. We run into a lot of problems. We run into a lot of situations. We grow up to find out that sin is the cause of every problem. And Felix could not understand this. Felix needed someone to show him the way that he was living. And Paul reasoned about the situation. I like God's reasoning. I like it because God reasons. In other words, God lets us look at both sides of the issue. No, we're not lost because we sin. We sin because we are lost. We are creatures of sin. We are creatures of habits and creatures of things that God is not pleased with. God doesn't put us here as a robot. He doesn't say you can be saved or you can be lost. He does not place the destiny within his own hands. He doesn't make you like a robot, push your button and you do the things that he programs you to do. He makes you a free moral agent. He gives you a will. He gives you a right. And he gives you a mind of understanding. He gives you a great gift, which is called the gift of choice. You see, that choice gives you the right to say yes to God or to no to God. But once the choice has been made, then the decision has been made also. Now you stand in judgment toward God. You see, Paul begins to reason with Felix about the righteousness. The Bible said, unless our righteousness exceed that of the scribes and the Pharisees, Jesus said, they would no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven. And so he talked to him about concerning the faith in Christ. We must be in Christ, and Christ must be in us. But men have their own way today. But God's day is coming. We may think that we're right. The Bible said there's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is the ways of death. The Bible said the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. So men have their own way today. It's true, sir, ma'am, that we can live any way we want to. We can do anything we want to. But you see, God's day is coming. The Bible said in Hebrews 9:27, it's appointed unto man once to die, but then after death, to judgment. And then he began to reason also, because you see, Paul had no respecter of person in his preaching. For the word of God does not have a respecter of person. Felix, you're lost. Pharaohs are lost. Men and women are lost without God. Every man that stands at the judgment seat of Christ cannot say that they were good enough, that they did think good deeds in their life, and they had everything and anything that it would take to save a man, except they did not have the repenting spirit. So Paul had no respecter of person. Paul, just because Felix had the authority and the power to even release him from prison, he was still not willing to compromise the gospel of Jesus Christ. I sing a song sometime called "The Ground is Level at the Foot of the Cross." The rich man stands there, and also the pauper stands there, because every man will have to give an account to God. The Bible said there is none right. No, not one. Because our righteousness must exceed that of the scribes and the Pharisees. So as Paul began to reason with Felix, he said, "Felix, you're right. You're right in your own eyes, but you're wrong in God's eyes." And then he began to talk to him about his situation. Paul, in his preaching, aimed at the conscience to lead them to the place that they could see their own sin. And that's what preaching is all about. We don't need to get up and tell people that how big a sinner they are. The message should lead our conscience to the realization that we have all sinned. We've all come short to the glory of God. We need to tell men and women that God made man right in God's sight through and by the blood of Jesus Christ, not by his own doings, not by his own good, because there is none good according to the Bible. Our goodness is as filthy rags in the nostrils of an almighty God. So you see, our righteousness is not any good. We say, well, we have rights. Your rights need to be nailed to the cross. Jesus Christ took your rights to Calvary. Now, the only right you have is the righteousness of God. And righteousness of God has been imputed to man, not because of what you've done right, but by what God did right. He gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And then Paul began to preach about temperance, out of control. Paul referred to the saving of Christ and to the saving of the soul above his own safety. He was so caught up in the message of Christ that he did not care about his own life. He said, for me to die would be gain, but to live would be Christ. In other words, Paul was a servant of Christ. He was not going to compromise the gospel. He was not going to compromise even before Felix. Felix had the power. Felix had the authority. But you see, Paul was serving one who had a greater power and a greater authority. And he said, Felix, it's temperance. You're out of control. And today, it's very obvious. This whole world is out of control. We've lost the real meaning of sin. We've lost the real meaning of the judgment of God. We've lost the real meaning of what it means to be right with our fellow man. We've lost the old-time religion of where that men would rear back and sing the song that my daddy used to sing. And he said, if it's good for Paul and Silas, it's good enough for me. If it's good when the world is on fire, it's good enough for me. He was talking about the old-time religion. And America needs to get back to the old-time religion. We're out of control. We're like a train, according to a song, going down the wrong track. We need America back, according to one of the songwriters. You see, we need to stand for the cause of Christ. We're out of control. America is out of control. And then Paul said there is judgment to come. Paul was willing to run the hazard in his work for the cause of Christ. You see, in 1 Peter 4:17, notice what the Bible said. The Bible said, for the time has come for judgment, and it must begin first among God's own children. And if even we who are Christians must be judged, what terrible fate awaits those who have never believed in the Lord. If the righteous barely be saved or scarcely be saved, what chance will the ungodly have? If you've never confessed Christ, I say you do. I not only say you do, but God says you do. The Bible says you do. So Paul said, I want to speak to you, Felix, about righteousness and of temperance and the judgments to come. So this preacher stands at the mic today, and by the means of radio, the miracle of radio, I'm reaching across the
air. A sound from heaven as a mighty rushing wind, and it filled their hearts with laughter. And it gave them peace within. The prophet, he gave the warning. He said the Spirit, it will descend. And from your inner being, a river with no wind. There is a river that flows from God.
Our Father, as we approach the throne of grace this morning, we're so thankful that there is a river that flows from the throne above, flows down through our heart, the mighty Holy Spirit that will reach into the inner being of our soul and stir our inner being and free us from all sin. The blood of Jesus Christ is greater than all of our sin. And we thank you for that on this Easter Sunday morning. We thank you for the people who have prayed and paid and helped me to keep my voice going out across the airway each Sunday morning at this time. I had one lady this week that wrote and said she gets up at 7 o'clock every Sunday morning to hear this broadcast. So, Father, what good would it be for me to be here if I didn't have listeners? And Lord, I thank you for every one of them. I pray for Martha. I pray for all my sick friends. I've got a lot of people in the listening audience that need prayer, Lord, that need a touch of your mighty hand upon their life. So I pray for them, and I pray for myself that I might be stronger and a greater witness for you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen. Well, neighbor, it has been good to be with you today. I love you. I appreciate you. I want you to pray for Martha. Remember Patty and Barry. Patty's not doing any good either. And we've got a lot of sick folks. I could name many of them. I'll take one Sunday and do that. But we want you to tune us in now on the stbi.org. That's our internet. It's put on each, it's put on by Dana Olson and Daryl Olson out in Arizona. And everybody that listens to it, they like it because it's got a lot of good preaching, good singing. And that's what our message has been about. For the last 50-some years, we've preached the gospel. And I don't regret a mile that I walk for the Lord. And, Lord, I thank you for those who are listening today. I pray for a sinner. I pray that this will be a great resurrected morning when Jesus rose from the grave, Lord, and set the captive at liberty and set the captive free. I pray for freedom for that one that's bound by the Spirit. I pray for all the sick, the shut-in. I pray for this broadcast. I pray that you'll use me and use my voice that I might speak the words with boldness in Jesus' name. Well, neighbor, it has been good to be with you. I hope that you're getting ready to go to the house of God this Easter Sunday morning. Maybe been out to sunrise service. I don't know. But anyhow, I do trust it'll be a great day for you. And have a great day today and a better day tomorrow. Well, goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.